Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. I can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business? All right. I hear this all the time. It's like, dude, you're everywhere. How do you do all that stuff? Well, I've got a couple secret weapons. And yeah, I do a lot of networking. I travel. I give speeches. I do tons of different things. But I have two secret weapons I want to share with you. The first one, hopefully you've listened to some of my past podcasts or even my programs about working with virtual assistants. Virtual assistants are by far the thing that helps me the most because they take away tasks that would eat up 20 to 30 hours a month. What do they do for me? They book my radio show. They proofread and post my blogs for me. They help me to produce and send an email digest of everything that's happening, including my podcasts, my blogs, my speeches, all of that stuff. And I have one who actually transcribes my extended podcasts for my insider group inside the Bacon Podcast. So they can get a print version and an audio version. They can download and listen, do all that stuff. I couldn't imagine doing that stuff anymore. But the second secret weapon that I have is scheduling. Now, I've got if you've listened to the marketing calendar version of the podcast, I talk about this. Every Monday morning, I do a radio show and I put out a podcast. And then Tuesday, I do a blog post. And then Wednesday, I do an expert interview. And then Thursday, I have that email digest go out. Everything is scheduled to the nines. Now, the way I keep my schedule set is I'm on a Mac. You can do this on a PC with Outlook or whatever, or Google Calendar. But the thing is, I make sure everything in my life is scheduled. My personal stuff, my business stuff, even my golf. So if I'm going to a networking meeting, I've got that scheduled in there. Now, in order to make all of this work together, I had to find a solution that allowed me to block time off so that I wasn't scheduling things or double booking. Because Lord knows, when I played in my band, this happened. You'd show up to the gig and all of a sudden the owner of the bar would go, "Oh, dude, I'm sorry, man. We double booked you, but they showed up first. Can you go home?" Now, you spent hours of time prepping. You show up and you put all the gear in your car and you're getting ready to pull it all out and you show up at a place and all of a sudden it's like all that time is wasted. Has that ever happened to you in business too? So I make sure that my calendar is crystal clear. And I do this by using online scheduling software. Now the first thing you have to think about is your desktop scheduling software working for you? Now I'm on a Mac and I use just the regular calendar program. The key to this is making sure that each one of your activities is in its own calendar. So, for example, let me give you an idea. Networking has its own calendar. Client projects has its own calendar. Personal things for home have its own calendar. Golf has its own calendar. Everything has its own calendar so that I can make sure that I'm putting things in the right silo. By doing that, it really helps me to get a good picture of what's going on. I mean, I've even got sports events in there, so if I want to watch a sports event on TV, I know I can block that time out. So the more you detail your calendar, the better control you have over your time. So then the second phase of this is, how do I utilize all that information and still be as productive as possible? I use scheduling software. I currently use something called Acuity Scheduling. And if you go to brianloves.info/Acuity, it's A-C-U-I-T-Y, you can go check it out. I've tried a whole bunch of other things and I've seen people use a whole bunch of other ones. There's schedulicity. There is demand force, which is huge for a lot of doctors and dentists and things like that. There's mind body, which is used by massage therapists, by health studios. There is time trade, which actually was the program I was using before Acuity. And the reason I like time trade is because it integrated with my Mac calendar and blocked off the time. So if I had a speech booked, nobody could book an hour of my time online, because that's the whole purpose of having this online scheduling software, is so people can book your time when you're available. Some of the key factors you have to think about, first and foremost, is does the software allow people to schedule, cancel, and reschedule? That's an issue. If somebody's going to cancel something the same day, you've already had that time booked out. It's like showing up to the gig and there's another band waiting for you. So you got to make sure the software allows you to say anything less than 24 hours, people cannot reschedule. The other thing you have to think about is reminder emails. With Time Trade, when somebody booked, it would send them an email and say, hey, you've got a booking. But it wouldn't remind them a day before. So I was getting a lot of people booking time and then never showing up. So that was incredibly important to me. The third thing is integration with certain software. One of the things I love about Acuity is the fact that it integrates with AWeber. So when somebody signs up for an appointment, they're automatically added to an AWeber email list. The other thing it integrates with is PayPal. So if I'm doing something where somebody's going to pay me for an hour when they book it, it'll automatically take them to PayPal and collect the money, and I don't have to think about sending out an invoice. The other thing I'm huge into is I do a lot with GoToMeeting. I do training on GoToMeeting. I do webinars on GoToMeeting. I do all the recording for my podcast on GoToMeeting. And I was looking for something that would integrate that so that I didn't have to go and set up the meeting. And that's the beauty of what I found with the program I'm using now. Now, if you guys have other suggestions other than Acuity, I would love to hear what you're using and how it's working for you. But the nice thing about Acuity, which I found, is number one, it sends reminder emails. Number two, I can set a time limit where people can cancel their meeting. So anything less than 24 hours, they can't cancel. If they've paid for it, and they try, and they don't show up, they lose out. I'm sorry to say that, but my time is valuable. I could have booked another session in the same time if somebody cancels in less than a day. So this allows me to say 24 hours, 48 hours is the cutoff. And if you cancel or try to cancel from there, the system won't let you. But if you do it a week ahead of time, hey, it's all good. You can cancel and reschedule. I've had customers use that and love that feature. The third thing, which is most important to me, is the integration with third-party programs. Like I said before, it automatically adds people to my AWeber list. It not only schedules the GoToMeeting for whatever said topic we're talking about, like for example, if I'm booking a guest for this show, it'll automatically send them the GoToMeeting info and create the GoToMeeting for me so I don't have to do that. And if I've got customers who are paying for coaching sessions, they can book it online and pay right through the system. So those three things are really huge time savers. And as you can tell, through the virtual assistants, through using the scheduling software, I've found ways to maximize my time. So that's the key. If you're going to use a scheduling system, it should be something that really helps you minimize the amount of effort you have to go through in order to book a client session or to book a podcast interview or my radio show or any of those things, and it maximizes the time that my virtual assistants spend as well. It's a huge win-win. So as you can see, the way I maximize my time is through scheduling, and I use the Acuity software to really maximize my impact. So if you think it's a great idea, go check it out at brianloves.info/Acuity. And I hope you learned some great ideas on how you can maximize your time.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.